Welcome back, listeners, and welcome to the all-new, all-different Answer of the Week, now featuring more answers from you and us, too. Joe Patrick, what was the question of the week that we had for these nerds?
This week's question was, what is your favorite all-ages comic of all time? This, of course, is in honor of the return of Hero Bear and the Kid coming soonish from Boom Studios.
Which we discussed on the show this week.
That's right. Which you can listen to now. Or maybe not right now, but soonish.
So what are these nerds saying, Joey?
On Facebook, we've got a response from Aaron Kilborn who says, Sam and Fuzzy, which is a webcomic. He says, what started out as a comedic strip between a cab driver and his best friend, who is a teddy bear, long before Ted came out, in which a series of events leads Sam, the titular character, to be the leader of the ninja mafia. It's what you've always wanted to read, but never knew you wanted it. I'll have to check that one out. Sam and Fuzzy. Brian Domingos says, Leave It to Chance. I came for the James Robinson and stayed for the Paul Smith. I love Leave It to Chance.
It was a great book. I'm glad it got brought up as much as it did.
Me too. Rich Gallagher writes in with Hero Bear and the Kid. He didn't even know that we were going to talk about it. I loved it when it first came out because it reminded me of my own childhood spent jumping around in the living room in pajamas and a cape. Aww. Now that I have kids of my own, I love how true to life Tyler is written with a sense of wonder that I see in my 1 and 3 year olds. I can't wait to read it with them.
Adorable. Let's go to a couple of our Skype responses to the question of the week.
Skype responses.
Yes.
Our first Skype response comes from Michael Robertson. I'll let him speak for himself.
Hi, this is Michael Robertson from the UK. I was just phoning up in answer to the question of the week. My favorite all time, all ages comic has to be The Wizard of Oz by Scotty Young and Eric Schanauer. It's just, the artwork's beautiful.
I have not read this, but I did buy it for my niece, Lydia, and she burned through every volume of these.
Yeah, my niece
loved
them too.
Loved them. And I will say, I'm not a big fan of Scotty Young's baby covers that he keeps doing for every issue.
Are you kidding? I love them.
God, they're so dumb.
No, they're amazing.
Of course you do.
They're so fun.
But his artwork on The Wizard of Oz stuff is just gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful stuff.
Yeah, they're wonderfully drawn, and by all accounts, they are amazing books. I haven't sat down to read them either. I need to do that one of these days.
Yeah,
because
we probably should. We probably should.
We should do our due diligence.
It's true.
But I'm glad that they're so popular. I'm really glad that they are, because those guys are doing a great job on those books, and the kids genuinely love them.
What else we got here?
Moving back to Facebook, Wayne Brecky. Welcome aboard, Wayne.
World of Wayne. Wayne Brecky. Sweet kid.
He says, I used to really love Gru the Wanderer.
I should say, World of Wayne is his podcast. Check out his podcast.
Worlds of Wayne, yeah. I used to really enjoy Gru the Wanderer and Myth Adventures, which I don't know what Myth Adventures is.
Myth Adventures, I vaguely recall this. I can't place it. Through the magic of editing, I've done a little research. It was Warp Graphics put this comic book out in the mid-1980s. I remember seeing these in like quarter books and stuff like that. I don't think I ever read them. They were later collected into 2 graphic novels by Starblaze Graphics in 2007. Good luck finding that shit.
Bouncing over to Twitter for a bit, Tracy Mock, who is at Mockingbird, writes in with Thor, the Mighty Avenger by Roger Langridge and Chris Somney. Thor, the Mighty Avenger is an amazing comic.
It was great.
Canceled before its time, but they are, I think it's already out, but if not, it's coming soon. A complete version of the whole thing in one book. It is so much fun. Chris Somney's art is gorgeous. It's a younger Thor. It's out of continuity, so you don't have to worry about anything. But he does eventually meet up with you know, guys like Iron Man. And it was just a really, really great read.
Currently only available in 2 trade paperbacks.
Okay. There is a complete edition coming soon. Check it out. It's well worth it.
Especially for Somney fans.
That's right. Dwight Lewis, who is at Duplicity1 on Twitter, says, Easy, Uncle Scrooge Adventures. Specifically anything by Don Rosa or Carl Barks.
He's been a huge fan of this stuff forever. When I met Dwight, that's how we met.
We've known Dwight for a long time.
Yeah.
Formative comic reading for me and still good. I love the Duck stuff. I loved it as a kid. Yeah, I don't read a lot of it now.
It's amazing stuff, though. It really is.
Like history making.
Yeah, the art was just absolutely incredible, and the stories were super creative. They really are fun to sit down, especially if you've got little guys, real little guys, and you're not ready for violent superhero stuff or something like that, or you don't want like some of the hypersexualized, some like comic stuff for girls. This is fun stuff for kids.
Andrew Merzak, welcome aboard, Andrew.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Writes in with Bean World, saying Bean World is pretty amazing.
Larry Martyr's Bean World.
Yeah. Man.
Never read it.
Plus, it preps your toddler for Grant Morrison levels of weirdness later in life.
Fair enough.
And finally, from Twitter, we've got Matt Caswell, who is at Cataclysm. Welcome aboard, Matt.
Welcome aboard, Matty.
Mouse Guard, adorable and simple enough to follow for young readers,
right,
and
on
Lord of the Ringsy enough for older readers.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Totally. You guys hit the nail on the head with both of those. Bean World is super fucking weird, but it's cute and funny and simple, and I love it. Mouse Guard, we just jumped into a couple months ago, and we're both totally friggin' hooked on it.
Oh,
now.
My God. Yeah. You killed me.
But
please,
yeah.
Please put out the last issue of the Black Axe. Please.
My niece loves Mouse Guard as well. So she's into terrible, violent mice murder and The Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
Let's head over to Skype for another voice message.
This is Carl Smith, a.k.a. Camarillo Rillo. In regards to this week's question of the week, I would say, even though a lot of people will say Bone, my vote would have to be for Scotty Young and Eric Shanower's Oz series. Instead of doing a gritty reboot or a retelling, they went and took something that was 100 years old and made it look fresh and exciting, and it's fun every time we read it. So, thanks, guys.
More love for Oz, and I love the kids in the background trying to get Dad's attention. That's fun stuff.
Thank you for calling in, Carl, and also thanks for confirming that it's pronounced Camarillo Brillo. I will continue to call you Camarillo.
Camarillo Brillo.
You can just count on it. Moving back to Facebook, Matt Damon, who is not Matt Damon.
Not Matt Damon.
Matt Baum yelled at me for not making a Matt Damon joke
for
last week.
There, I thought that like Jason Bourne was listening to the show. For the briefest of moments.
Matt Damon writes in with The Adventures of Asterix. A great mix of groan-inducing puns and fun storytelling. My elementary school library had some Asterix stuff, and I loved it.
Mine did, too. I read it when I was young, and I really liked it. Asterix and Obelix was
his
partner, right?
Yeah, his big,
the big
dumb, yeah. Yeah. His Patrick the Starfish.
Fair enough. Bring it forward there, a little bit of SpongeBob.
Nathan Bradford says Patrick the Wolf Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And congrats to Art and Franco for blowing up the Kickstarter goal. They are going to be coming out with their self-published all-ages comic, All Yeah Comics.
That's great.
Now that Superman Family Adventures has been yanked out from under them.
Which just sucks, because that was fun. Art Balthazar, such great work.
Yeah. Like Tiny Titans, yeah. Superman Family, Patrick the Wolf Boy is wonderful. Those guys put out great all-ages comics, and
oh, yeah.
It's because of guys like these that adults like us love that stuff, too.
Absolutely, and if you can get a sketch from Art Balthazar at a convention,
he'll draw it in crayon.
It is the best crap ever. I've got a thing that he did for me that is just amazing.
he's such a joy to see in action at a convention.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. Super sweet guy, though.
Stephen Kohler says, Usagi Yojimbo, without a doubt. Justice always prevails. Usually even the quote-unquote bad guys have good qualities. Cute animal characters, and it teaches about Japanese culture.
True. That's true.
I have never read Usagi Yojimbo.
Oh, shame on you, man. I bought that first 10 years from Fantagraphics and burned through it. I had never read it either. I was aware of it. I now love it. Stan Sakai, legendary. That guy is so talented, it's stupid. Love that book.
One of these days I'm gonna pick it up. It's just been going for so long that I feel
it's intimidating.
Intimidated by and I don't like to jump in. I like to start from the beginning, but it's unrealistic. It's why I've never read Cerebus.
You can start from the beginning. They got it right there. Booyah. On the shelf, buddy.
There's so much.
You can check it out from the Bomb Public Library.
The
Ziggurat Public Library.
The Ziggurat Public Library, yeah. Michael Powell says it was gone before it should have been, but I loved the recent Darkwing Duck series. That was from Boom.
It was really good. That was really good. Yeah. Amy Meberson did excellent work on that book. She was great.
Ian Brill was the writer.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. I liked it because Ian Brill is a fan of the same podcasts that I am. He's a big fan of Jordan Jesse Go. And he named the sportscasters the Duckville sportscasters after fake characters from Jordan Jesse Go.
Nice.
Which is not an indicative of all ages quality, but it's still fun for me.
Sure.
Great stories and beautifully drawn, says Michael. Have to agree. Boom lost it when Marvel went to Disney.
Which is too bad, because that really was a great book. They were killing it.
And our buddy Orr McWilliams wrote in with Pet Avengers. I love it.
Oh, God.
Also, there was that miniseries where they had the Infinity Gems. Double dork on me. Yeah, I bet his dork got double-sized.
double dork indeed.
But the Pet Avengers is fun stuff. It's...
I never read it.
No,
I never
but read it. It's
was that
cute.
Dan Slott?
No. No.
Let me check it out.
But it was Lockjaw, Red Wing, who is the Falcon's bird, Lockheed, a frog version of Thor, but it's not the real Thor. It's just it's a guy that found like a chip from Mjolnir.
Chris Eliopoulos.
Beautiful art. Like some of them have beautiful art by
Ig Guara,
who drew Pride of Baghdad.
And Colleen Coover.
Yeah, just really
Oh, yeah,
beautiful.
That was the guy that drew Pride of Baghdad.
Yeah. And Ms. Lion from Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. God. Except the twist is...
The Lhasa Apso.
Yeah.
The Aunt twist May's was dog.
That Aunt May is senile and did not know that Ms. Lion was a boy dog. And named him Ms. Lion.
That's great. Who's the cat?
Oh, it was Niels, the bouncing cat from Speedball.
Oh.
Speedball's cat.
Of course.
Extra points for me. And Aura, for that matter.
There you go.
Before we wrap it up, let's move over to our last voice message.
And we're not wrapping it up. We still have to do our answers.
Before we get to our answers, wrapping up the listener responses.
First time, folks. Bear with us.
Here's a message from our buddy, Jared Savitas.
Hey, guys. This is Jared, your Dungeon Master. And I was calling because... to tell you that I think this is a great question, and I feel there's a lot of great all-ages books. I'm sure people are mentioning Bone and Usagi Yojimbo and Adventure Time and books like that. But two that really stand out for me were Leave It to Chance, that's what it is, and Castle Waiting and Mouse Guard. All three of those series, I think, are beautifully drawn. And the stories are great and filled with a lot of fun and adventure. And specifically, when I read Leave It to Chance the first time, and as I read through Castle Waiting and shared Castle Waiting with my wife, all I could think of was those two books had such great, strong female characters that would be great for a little girl. All I could think was, if I had a daughter... Man, I would force these books upon her because they were so great. And
nothing says love, man, like forcing your daughter to read.
As far as I can remember, those are the only two books that ever made me feel like I needed to breed. So there's that. All right, guys, later.
Feels the need to breed.
Thanks, Jared. And finally, wrapping up.
Well, Jared's actually, he's totally right. He's got a good point. There isn't a lot of stuff to get little girls involved.
It's true. Comics. There's more and more these days. But
there is, definitely. Yeah. I mean, but
Leave It to Chance and Mouse Guard. And what was the other one he said? Was that it?
Castle Waiting. Which I've never read.
Neither have I. Linda Medley. She's been doing it for decades.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's up for Eisner's like every year.
All the time, yeah. Anytime she comes out with a new one. The final listener response for this week comes from our buddy John Luttrell, who says, I can't believe everyone has forgotten about Crossed. I cannot wait for my future Spawn to read this. Thank you, John, for keeping it classy as usual.
Crossed. Yes, of course. From Avatar.
Thank you all for your responses, and thanks to everyone that called in. I expect many more of you to do it next week, because this is how it's going to be going on.
It's going to be awesome. This is how you get internet famous, nerds.
That's right. Let us take you on a journey to internet fame.
Joe Patrick, what is your favorite all-ages comic of all time? Or favorites. A few of your favorites.
Yeah. You know, I glossed over it, but Ryan Forrest wrote in and said, the Batman Adventures books that were based on the 90s Batman animated series.
Those are really good.
Those are amazing books.
Yeah, really
good. And not only are they great all ages books, they're just straight up great Batman comics.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's no bullshit. You don't have to worry about any weird editorial nonsense. You don't have to worry that all of a sudden there's going to be an earthquake and you're going to have to deal with this weird crossover called No Man's Land. It's just good Batman comics, like iconic even. And I loved those books growing up. Well, not growing up because I was in my late teens, but it was the sort of book that I would buy. Like, when I went off to college for the first time and money was very tight and I wanted to buy something I knew I'd like, I would grab Batman Adventures off the rack at the local bookstore, because you could get them for relatively cheap and it was a guaranteed good time. I think, though, I have to give my favorite to Bone.
Yeah, no, that's a really solid pick. Bone is just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I think that, you know, Bone ran for so long that you could give Bone number one to a 10-year-old and they'd be in their 20s by the time it ended. And it would be just like a wonderful experience, you know, growing up with that book. I'm sad that I didn't discover it until my adult years, but it's such a great, great series. It's so well regarded that Scholastic, the book company that goes into schools and libraries and stuff, puts out color versions of Bone specifically for, you know, school book drives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there are kids still today that are discovering Bone for the first time, not even through comic shops. And it's such a wonderful story about, you know, a guy named Phone Bone and his dorky cousins or whatever that get lost and then get wrapped up in this, a very epic kind of fantasy adventure. Somebody called it Lord of the Ringsy, and it is
big
totally
time.
Lord of the Ringsy.
Big time.
And it's so compelling and well-written and well-drawn that you forget that it's all ages. And for me, that's the mark of a truly great all-ages comic. It's not talking down to you because it thinks you're a child.
No.
It's just telling a great story without resorting to, you know, adult material.
Right.
And I love it. I love it to this day.
It's compelling. It's beautiful. It was funny. It's a fantastic book.
Yeah.
Black and white. And it's like more than 1,000 pages, and it's a book.
It's thicker than my Bible.
It's another one that I gave to my niece, and she finished it in a week. Just like burned through it. Whoa. Like, I want more of that.
Sorry, there is no more.
Yeah, sorry. That's it. I had a few that stuck out. One of my favorites, I think, that I read and laughed out loud, and I read it with my nieces, was Pinky and Stinky. The two pigs in outer space.
Oh, the James Kolchalka.
James Kolchalka.
Pinky and Stinky.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not...
He's got another... Well, I'll let you go ahead.
There's a little bit of poop humor to it, so kids will get into it. You know, it's not insulting. It's legitimately cute. It's funny. Really good stuff about two pigs that accidentally go to the moon.
He has another great series called Peanut Butter and Jeremy.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Which is about a cat and a bird that are best buddies.
If you really liked the Wizard of Oz stuff that Marvel did, I would say check out Abadazad. Abadazad from
CrossGen.
CrossGen. Jam DeMatteis and legendary Mike Ploog.
Mike Ploog.
Worked on that book, and it was very Alice in Wonderland, very Wizard of Oz, and just beautiful to look at.
It didn't last very long because CrossGen went under. The rumor was...
They did complete the story, though. Abadazad ended.
The rumor was back when Marvel bought the rights to all the CrossGen stuff, or no, Disney bought it.
Yeah.
Disney bought the rights to CrossGen, which then led to Marvel's very short-lived revival. The rumor was that the only reason Disney bought CrossGen was to get Abadazad.
Huh. I believe it. I mean, it was the best book they put out.
Yeah.
It really was. It was fantastic. I'd also say Owlie by Andy Runyon.
Owlie.
Runton. Andy Runton, pardon me. It is the cutest thing you'll ever see. There's no words.
Like, no, it's all pictograms. Owlie, if there's any.
Yeah, it's wordless. It is the cutest damn thing you will ever see. It will melt anyone's heart.
True.
It is just adorable.
I love it. Fun fact, I was sitting at the Eisner Awards at a table waiting to lose the Eisner when Andy Runton won his Eisner for Owlie.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go with classic Power Pack from Marvel. Not the new one, but Power the classic 80s Power Pack.
Well, the new one is much more kiddish.
It's much more kiddish. The old one was written...
The old one tied into Fall of the Mutants, Mutant Massacre.
It was written from a kid's point of view, and it was legitimately scary, but like it was still a kid's book about kids, by kids, trying to deal with these very adult Marvel situations that were going on.
It wasn't by kids.
No, I'm not written by kids. But I mean, like, it was very much from the children's point of view.
Sure.
Like, dealing with the Fall of the Mutants and stuff like that. I mean, that was heavy stuff.
You know? Yeah, they were front and center for the Morlock Massacre.
Oh, I loved
it. Totally great.
Absolutely loved it.
I think all ages comics are a lot of fun, and I'm glad that people are giving them a lot more attention these days.
Oh, before we forget, Stuff of Legend.
Oh
my God.
How could I forget
Stuff of Legend? Everybody, I mean, whether you have kids or not, pick those.
Oh, yeah. Stuff of Legend is amazing, a phenomenal series. Yeah. It's a phenomenal series.
No pun intended.
And Archaia also does a great, they put out a great Fraggle Rock book.
Oh, yeah. That Fraggle Rock book was incredible.
And they're doing the Dark Crystal books.
They're also doing an amazing Dark Crystal book.
Yeah, Volume 2 came out last week.
And it's beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. Definitely worth checking out. I agree. All ages comics don't get enough love. And they're important because all ages comics is what makes the next generation of readers. And right now,
and we need them.
As we see readership going down further and further, all the comic companies are doing a preaching to the choir at this point. We need kids to start reading comics. It's up to us to put those comics in those kids' hands. Find a nerd, ruin his life, beat him some comics.
And that is a good place to wrap up. Thanks for checking out the Answer of the Week. We'll be back later on with an all-new Question of the Week. And you can hear your responses, your Skype calls, and our responses next week
right here on TwoHeadedNerd.com's Answer of the Week.
Yeah!
Audio blog.
Not safe for Weimaraners.
I think it's funny that we were cussing and talking about all ages.
I know.